This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Look, it's not that America's perfect with the American flag's perfect or any of this. Back when I used the flag to push folks getting behind wars, I knew were frauds. I'd get mad about it, but it's not the flag's fault. You got to weigh America for its overall history and what it stands for and realize you're part of it. And if you're not going to go join something else, then why sit here and bitch about it? It doesn't mean you can't be here and hate America. That's your right. I have a right to say you don't like it. Get the hell out. And all these evil forces want to bring down America for a reason. They want to control it. So that's why I'm with America. And then if I'm going to be with something, I'm going to be 110%. That means when Trump does stuff that isn't right, I'm going to criticize it hard to get him back in line. But I still know he's got a good heart. And now he's behind Judge Moore and saying that's who he should have gone with. He got told by Republicans, you get on board with us, we'll help you get the tax cuts and get rid of Obamacare. They screwed him over. Well, now he realizes it. And that's what this is about. But America gets it. A lot of people ask me, why aren't you covering Puerto Rico? I've been covering Puerto Rico since the storm hit. We've had reporters on from Puerto Rico. We ought to have some of the reporters on again. It's bad. The power's still out. It's very serious. And Trump's sitting in the military there and all the rest of it. We only got so much military. We're running out here. With Texas and Florida and everywhere else. I mean, Florida's gigantic. The area that was hit. So we pray for Puerto Rico, send them support, whatever. The issue is it's just so big, like Mexico. I mean, just Mexico was going to send us help. Now they can't. I don't blame them. They got hit by megaquakes, the hurricanes, I mean, you name it. But I do know that culturally, people are rejecting this NFL garbage because they see what it is. And it shows Hollywood doubling down, the force feeding of all this race war garbage has not worked. And the more they push it now, the better it gets for everybody. Because people aren't blaming black folks for all this. They see right through it. They know it's the Democratic Party. And despite all the king's horses and all the king's men, all the co-bears and all of them together, trying to say this is racist what Trump did, everybody sees through it. So the fact that we're holding fast in the face of this bullying is making us stronger by the minute. Now, I do worry about what they're going to pull next, because let me tell you, they're pissed. And they're desperate. And they're flailing around. They're cornered. So who knows who's been home the longest here? Let me see. That'd be Jay in Massachusetts. Jay, thanks for holding today on this Thursday edition here on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
So, yeah, I had a couple points. The previous caller that called in talked about Ron Paul during the conversation, and I actually thought it was kind of funny. He called you a neocon a couple times for touting the Republican line. You kind of changed before from going to anti-war. You know, the globalists are starting to try to topple regimes, and then the whole PNAC document and all that stuff, and seems like you kind of changed your tune since then, since Trump.
Because we've got a new president in, and we're fighting the globalists, and the globalists helped North Korea. They gave them weapons. They've been using it to take control of the region as a set piece and to let China be dominant, and Trump's standing up against that. And so Korea, Kim Jong-un is shooting missiles over Japan, threatening to nuke the U.S. So I'm saying we have to have a strong response. We're in a different world, another time frame. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, for him to actually launch those missiles, part of the agreement is that he notifies the U.S. in advance. So we actually know, our government knows in advance of those launches. So when we see the news and when you propagate this thing where it's like he's just doing this out of nowhere, like he actually has a file for those to be made aware in Japan, United States, like our government actually knows.
I know, and now he's signaled that he's going to do an above-ground hydrogen bomb test. You like that?
Yeah, well, no, at the same time, so when you say that he's doing these things, it's probably...
Hold on, Jay. Jay, I'm going to come back to you. And Laura Loomer has just confronted Uma Abedin, Anthony Pedophile Wiener's Wiener holster. Hey, Stephen Colbert made that joke, so I can. The Lord made it. I can make the joke. So the God made it, the teleprompter reader, so I can do it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take your children and yourself and hide out in the cellar.
And I'll be gone in about 10, 15 minutes, but I promise to take a lot of calls. We're co-hosting together. He's got a lot of big breaking news on multiple fronts. Laura Loomer has confronted Uma Abedin again. That brings up the subject. The New York Times has written articles where they say they admire Anthony Weiner. I mean, this is bizarre garbage. But Jay in Massachusetts, I want to fill Roger Stone in here. I like Ron Paul. I appreciate Ron Paul. Ron Paul has said on air that half the contributions he got in one of his presidential runs were from InfoWars supporters, and that close to half in the next run. So let's be clear. I'm not bragging. I'm telling my audience, you were the biggest group that supported Ron Paul, who helped build the modern liberty movement. And I supported Senator Rand Paul to run for the Senate and was his biggest supporter. And he said on air that early on, most of his support was from us in Kentucky. He only comes on when he calls and wants on because his staff thinks it's Alex Jones. And, oh, my gosh, he has to call. When he comes on, he calls us. I don't even care. It's a U.S. senator. I like him for his policies. Our listeners would rather us play some YouTube video of an average person. You understand, like, Rand Paul's lucky to come on this show. They all are. And I'm not knocking them, but folks are sick of senators. They're sick of congressmen. They're sick of presidents. What they want is results. Now, that said, Ron Paul's on here. He's a good guy. And he's like, Alex, you sound like a neocon. You sound like a warmonger saying North Korea is a threat. And, oh, stop saying they got a bomb and stop saying they're threatening. That's neocon propaganda. And I'm like, listen, I'm just putting out the other side because this is North Korea. This is a really bad guy. This is a serious oppressor. I was against the Iraq war. I was against the Syria war. I've been against the Libya war. I've been against it all. Having the CIA experts on, exposing it all, literally getting the attack because I'm doing it, trying to stop the Arab Spring. But then to just say, you're a neocon, because I'm like, listen, I get we've got neocons, we got warmongers and blah, 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 but North Korea, I don't want war, but they've got a role to play. They're doing some bad stuff. And there's this thought thing politically where, no, they're not. And then callers call in and say, I don't want to ever hear Ron Paul on again. Or Jay calls in and starts going, Alex, you are changing your views on things. No, I'm not. Why is everything so polarized? I support this country, and I support our military. And Trump is defeating ISIS and not going in like his generals want and kicking out Damascus and getting rid of Assad. And Assad is promising to have elections. That's what Trump said he'd do. It's what he's doing. He's doing what he said on the tax cuts. But North Korea and China, man, they attacked in 1949. Mao Zedong did. They came in with Kim Jong-il's father and Kim Jong-un's grandfather, Kim Il-sung. People don't even know these names. I do. I study it. Read books on it. I've had family that was there. North Korea is a horrible, horrible demon cult. I get our sanctions hurt them worse. I don't know what to do. But people keep acting like the North's not going to do something. The more you appease them, the more out of control they get. So this idea that I'm suddenly this big warmonger, former Marine Corps officer, I'm going to our guest right now, former Marine Corps officer, you know, he's been against all these wars. Joel Skousen says, no, this is different. This is real. And that's because he's really looked at the evidence. It doesn't mean we want a war. It doesn't mean we don't know we have neocons and warmongers. I don't want a war. It could trigger Russia and China and have a thermonuclear war. I want peace. But I can say North Korea is doing bad stuff. That's not war propaganda. That's the truth. So I don't get people that can't hold two ideas in their mind at the same time. And yet we've got our problems, but man, North Korea's, its leadership really sucks. Do you get where I'm going with this, Roger Stone?
Yes, indeed. I most certainly am. Okay. I understand that President Trump is forced to deal with the hangover, the loose ends from 40 years of adventurous neocon policies, which unfortunately have created a large number of people in the world who hate our guts. And unfortunately, that has to be dealt with. It's a dangerous world. Now, I voted for Ron Paul. I cast my last ballot as a Republican before I switched to the Libertarian Party, largely because I'd given up on the Republicans after the capture of the party by Mitt Romney. Now that Donald Trump staged the hostile takeover of the Republican Party, I'm back to the party of my ancestors and the party I'm most sentimentally comfortable in. But there's no question that you have to be realistic about the North Korean threat. I'm not for thermonuclear war over North Korea. It's hard for me to believe that we couldn't drop some special ops guys in there and take this guy out. He's insane. And his own people know he's insane. But they're also afraid that they might get shot in the head if they look at him the wrong way.
Yeah, he's already killed a bunch of his family. I mean, he's a bad guy. We're not saying we want to have a war, but I can say he's a bad guy.
Well, it's like those who say, we shouldn't be at war with ISIS. There's a difference between boots on the ground and deep incursions and using all of this very expensive technology that we've paid for with our tax dollars and a drone program you know, I do think that there are, you have to recognize that George Bush and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama left us an existential ISIS threat. It has to be dealt with in the most limited but effective way possible. Trump has vowed to crush ISIS, and I believe he will.
And I support him getting rid of the project of the globalists and the EU and the rest of it, the whole Arab Spring. Thank God he's stopping that whole program that meant to collapse the Middle East and roll them into Europe and the rest of the world for an Islamic invasion that they could then use to take our liberties. I think he's doing a great job. Jay, there's your response. I agree with what Roger Stone just said.
And that actually brings up a good point, because he said, you basically said send in special forces, which is basically what happened since the 60s, since JFK, which, if you're saying that you're not a neocon and you're not touting that agenda, you basically just agreed with assassination of a leader. So a second point that I want to bring up is the relation from the occult.
Well, that was Roger saying that, but I want to say this. I don't like regime change, and I say don't even go to Venezuela. That's their problem. But I'm not going to cry if Kim Jong-un, that little demonic twerp, ends up breaking his neck.
Well, and the alternative, of course, is some military action, some aerial action, which millions could die, theoretically.
Well, let me just say this. Nobody that wants to just say we're neocons, because it's fun to say, and then the mighty have fallen, you know, all the rest of it. Explain to me what we're supposed to do about North Korea, because he's firing missiles over Japan. He's saying, you know, imminent attacks on the mainland. He's going to test hydrogen bombs. He's threatening to blow up South Korea. I mean, he's got a gun pointed at us saying he's going to use it. And, of course, you're going to say, well, that's not what he's really saying. No, I've gone and read what they're actually saying.
So I think what needs to actually happen is people need to be aware of and made aware of what the occult agenda actually is. And so I've actually been to Bohemian Groves. You know, when, as you come into Monte Rio and you pass by Camp Meeker, and there's the little weird looking trucks and all those junkyard looking things as you come into the Bohemian entrance. I've actually been in there, so I know what the surrounding area looks like. And for you to actually even get into that campground. That kind of smells a little fishy. So are you a traveling man?
A traveling man. I don't know what that code word means.
You know it's a code word, though, right?
Well, it sounds like a code word. Am I a fellow traveler? Like a communist? No.
No, like a Freemason. You always talk about the grand architect and the creator and all that stuff, which is actually...
Well, the Bible calls God the grand architect. You have to understand that the occult groups and all that have taken over all these different symbols and names. And no, the answer is I'm not a Mason. So you're now saying I didn't really sneak in Bohemian Grove on my own.
No, well, I'm saying it's almost impossible to actually get through all of the razor wire that surrounds that place.
Did I put my pants on this morning?
So I don't think we need to get...
No, hold on. No need to... let me ask you another question since you're saying all this. When were you to Bohemian Grove?
When was I to Bohemian Grove?
Yeah.
I was there a few years ago.
Okay. So you understand... No. You understand space-time continuum. If I snuck in there 16 years ago and then they massively increased security, is it possible the topography surrounding the 1,700-acre compound in between two mountain ridges bordering the Russian River, is it possible they put up further security barriers since I snuck in?
See, what you're saying is that they...
Whoa. You just said 2 years ago that you saw barbed wire there. You're saying it's nearly impossible for me to get in there. There's a video of how I got in there. I snuck into the parking lot, got onto one of their trucks, had code words I was given by a lawyer who had a friend of his that worked there. They had daily codes. I was given the daily code by insiders, and I was able to get in, and I explained it all. It's on video.
But you used the code word to get in. That's what I'm saying. Like,
No. You said, I don't know the code word you said. I knew that they had daily code words for the workers. I explained in the film. We had a worker inside that helped get us in. John Ronson later explains all that in a book he wrote about it. So I'm explaining to you again. You don't think I couldn't sneak in there again?
I think you're probably invited. You have to be invited. So, I mean, are you on the list?
Okay, God bless you. Listen, I got to get to the other calls and finish up. You know, let Roger Stone take over, but I promise to go to these calls. Here's the deal. No one can believe I was ever successful on my own. No one can believe that I ever did anything on my own. I've had family, people didn't say I work for agencies that worked in government agencies. I'm basically ashamed of that. Not that they were bad people, but that any connection to that. I did this myself with the listeners. Just like, you know, the Tatum guy that shot the video that has, now it's like 70 million views on all the videos this week. He did that himself. People like that. He said those words. He did that. So it's like Hillary saying the Russians won the election or the Russians run me. No, they don't. Okay, I run InfoWars, and my crew does. The reason we're successful is I'm not running people. I hire folks that want freedom. Listen, Roger's here to host the show, and I said I'd go to these calls. But, Roger, what do you make of this type of crap?
Well, Alex, I can just see it now. You cheek by jowl with the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds right there at the table at the Bilderberger conference.
That's why they're locking us out of the White House, banning InfoWars from the president, pulling our press passes when the president gets them for us. That's why they're moving heaven and earth to stop us, because we're establishment.
Man, it's an absurdity, Alex. You know you were taking your life in your hands when you snuck in there. You knew what the security was like, but, you know, you're a resourceful fellow. But the idea that you were invited or sometimes somehow part of their establishment power games, that's pretty laughable.
Well, the guy actually followed it. That was 16 years ago, July 15th, when the Commission of Care. They have daily, or it's like every 2 days back then, they had code words. They had passes, everything. I couldn't get a pass. The guy said, look, it's too hard going through the gate. They might ask you other stuff. Just get on these trucks in a larger area, which they now have barbed wired off. They had some barbed wire, but it was like classic Texas barbed wire. Now it is razor wire. So we had reporters there just 2 years ago. But then, 5 years ago, the History Channel wanted to try to get me to sneak in, and we went there, and I said, see all the barbed wire? See how they shut this down? You can't do it. They make you get on trucks with double IDs in town. I said, we've got to try the Russian River entrance, and when I pulled up there, I saw the cops waiting for us, and I ran. I escaped. They all got arrested. It's on tape. I'm sorry, Roger. Go ahead.
No, Alex, it's really extraordinary because, in all honesty, talking about the Bilderbergers, when we have the effort to take down our president about to go down, and that the people we're talking about are those who are orchestrating the coming attempt on to remove President Trump. I have no doubt whatsoever that Mueller is now going into high gear. This investigation.
Let's stop right there. Let's stop right there and start over here, because I kind of hijacked the show here in this hour. I apologize, but I promised to go to calls. But let's start over, because they said they want to overthrow him. They said 2 months ago, within 2 months, we're going to overthrow him. You'll see. They had the former deputy director of the FBI and the former deputy director of the CIA say, we're going to kill the president on CNN. So this is all facts. They're planning COG. They're planning race war. That's all failing, but they're still moving forward. So let's, big breaking news from Roger Stone. Tell us the data dump.
Well, Alex, in the time that we have left, and I can pick it up on the other side.
We're skipping the break.
As you know, General John Kelly has begun a purge of all the Trump loyalists left in the White House. Steve Bannon, Steve Miller, and trade advisor Peter Navarro were the last three veterans of the campaign, core believers in the Trump agenda. Yesterday, in a stunning move, Kelly made a move on Peter Navarro, essentially taking his policy trade management office and folding it under the National Economic Office of Goldman Sachs alum and Kelly ally, Gary Cohn.
Wow.
This is humiliating, an attempt to drive Navarro out. Navarro is the one man in the administration who has been pushing for the renegotiation of NAFTA. It was also Navarro who advised the president not to go forward in TPP.
And by the way, Miller is awesome and is the guy writing the speeches right now, a super patriot, and so they're going after him too. This is horrible news.
Well, that remains to be seen. Miller so far is safe, but a few weeks ago we thought Navarro was safe. And before that, we thought Bannon was safe. Now, I had my disagreements with Steve Bannon, but it wasn't about what was in his heart. He is very clearly, Navarro is an ally of his. Navarro is a very good man. Navarro, it was selected by the president first to become an assistant to the president for trade management, but then was given his own shop. His shop is down to him. He's being blocked from any access to the president. He can't get paper to the president. There's nobody else pushing for the renegotiation.
And they've gotten rid of his bodyguard. They won't let his family in. Why is Trump allowing this to happen? Because he's still doing a great job. The tax cut, all of it's great. He's doing a good job. Why is he letting himself be surrounded?
Well, it's very hard to know what the president knows and what he doesn't know, Alex. You don't know that he even knows Navarro has is being squeezed. They would like Navarro to resign in a fit of pique. He's now been assigned to report to his nemesis, to the guy who he gets in shouting.
And that's clear. Just like Scaramucci, they say, oh, the president's let you go. And then other folks advising, no, just stay. And it wasn't true. And he stayed there for six more months. Same thing. They're messing with Navarro. Does he know this is a mind game?
It remains to be seen. This is a very, very big move here. You're now down to two loyalists. Yes, I predict that Stephen Miller, who I think did a superb job on that UN speech, is next. Now, Miller has always been able to forge temporary alliances to kind of stay, in the game. And he is the president's best writer. I like him. They call him the Minister of Truth. But I fear that his head will be on the chopping block next. Here's the other startling thing, Alex, and here is even more startling breaking news. The president has long said that he believed he was under surveillance during the election campaign and afterwards as president-elect. I have now absolutely had it confirmed that his phone calls are being monitored now. All office daytime phone calls are being monitored by General Kelly. In other words, General Kelly is listening into the president's phone calls.
This is beyond bombshell. You have sources, and your sources have always been impeccable, specifically that Trump is being spied on by the chief of staff. This is beyond Watergate with Nixon taping people. Wow, does Trump know he's being spied on?
I don't know if he's aware that this is ongoing. Now, Al
but there are new White House tapes, and this was originally used to try to manipulate and trick the president into saying something wrong sometime. This is what you warned of months ago.
So I think what's happened here is that Kelly is probably recording the conversations for future review because, of course, he doesn't have time to sit there with earphones listening. Al Haig used to listen to Nixon's calls without his knowledge in the period in which Nixon was, becoming extraordinarily unhinged over Watergate. But this is a different thing. Now, here's the question. Is Kelly also monitoring the calls in the evening from the residence? Or is Kelly monitoring cell phone calls that the president is making? And, of course, what does the president know and when does he know it? I have three different White House sources who have assured me that every daytime business hour phone call by the president is monitored by General Kelly.
Wow. And so you have sources that, as much as you can tell us about the sources, what they said specifically.
They are sources that see the president every day and were in his orbit, are in his orbit, and they tell me that this is known at the staff level, just probably not known by the president. It's bad enough we now know that he was being spied on last year. We now know that the deep state was tapping Trump Tower, as we said they were, monitoring Paul Manafort, among others. But it seems to me that Kelly is just the newest deep stater to be surveilling the President of the United States. He's kind of picking it up where Obama left off.
And, of course, we know he's worked with them. So do you think Trump will be happy when he learns that Kelly's got this all being recorded and probably shuffled off to Petraeus and probably the Clintons? I mean, that's probably George Soros. We know that McMaster reports daily to Soros.
Well, and we also know that McMaster was this close to being dismissed. The White House counsel, Don McGahn, has compiled a report about McMaster's public drunkenness in multiple locations. And his head was on the chopping block at the exact time that Reince Priebus was replaced by General Kelly. General Kelly then swooped in and saved his protege, his fellow general.
And that was perfect. He knew a coup was coming against him, so he acted like he was part of cleaning house, but used that just for a week with Scaramucci, then dynamited him.
Well, and unfortunately, after our friend Steve Bannon helped General Kelly get to where he is, because it was Bannon who first promoted him for Homeland Security, And then Bannon helped him oust Scaramucci, only to be ousted himself days later.
Amazing. Rodney Stone will break this bombshell information down straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, handing him the baton. Then at 3 o'clock, the War Room, and Roger's coming up back for that as well. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread those links. We're in a war. We need your help.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, now taking over for Alex Jones, and reporting on the latest from Washington, D.C. Robert Mueller seems hell-bent to indict Donald Trump, and insiders inside the Beltway and inside the Washington establishment believe that his move is imminent. In the meantime, we have learned that the dossier, the famous dossier created by former British intelligence agent Christopher Steele, and paid for twice, once by British intelligence, once by American intelligence, may have been the document from which the various wiretaps on Trump and Manafort were justified. This may have been the excuse they used for monitoring Trump. Perhaps they knew that they were operating on the basis of a MacGuffin, on a fraudulent document. And now we have found a link between Steele and Andrew Weissman, who is the chief investigator for Robert Mueller. It is Weissman who supervised the break-in raid at Paul Manafort's home in Alexandria, treating him like a drug dealer, taking away two folders of material that the special counsel already had, and then strangely going into his closet and photographing custom Italian suits that he had. I doubt it's because he took a tax deduction for them. So it is harassment, but most in the Capitol believe that Mueller will try to leverage from Manafort some kind of an exchange not to be prosecuted in return for bearing false witness against the president. Now, when I was in a press gaggle after my appearance before the House Intelligence Committee, I misspoke when I said that my attorneys had learned from Manafort's attorneys that he would be indicted. In fact, although the facts are not the same, we learned this from certain court documents and other public documents, and I also have not been willing to talk about my personal conversations with Paul. They're very general. I check in to see how he's holding up under what is an extraordinary onslaught of personal attacks and illegal wiretapping. Isn't it incredible that the first wiretap, which was on Manafort prior to his joining the Trump campaign, yielded nothing, zero. So they ended it. Then the New York Times tells us Manafort began being surveilled again under a FISA warrant in January. We now know that it was more like March. Wow. That's the exact time Manafort joins the Trump entourage. How strange. So it is very clear that Mueller is winding up to make his move. Now, what's going on in the president's camp? Sadly, chaos. The president does not have a lead lawyer who is the first among equals. In John Dowd, he has a crusty but strong attorney. In Don McGahn, I think he has a relatively fine lawyer, but he doesn't have the level clout of an outsider. And then, of course, you have this fellow, Ty Cobb, who incredibly goes to a restaurant a block from the New York Times and is shouting at the top of his lungs that Trump should turn over, and the White House should turn over everything Mueller asks for, which is suicidal. That's insanity. Don McGahn, the president's lawyer from Atlantic City, New Jersey, fine man, he has advised the exact opposite, that there is such a principle as executive privilege, and that normally he would agree, and there's no sign, there's nothing in the president's records that demonstrate that he's done anything wrong, but everybody recognized Mueller is more than capable of taking nothing and making it something. A trumped-up indictment, or in this case, charge. The special prosecutor doesn't have the authority to charge a sitting president, but the charge against him would, of course, serve for the basis for an impeachment. I agree with what Alex Jones said. All of this racial turmoil, all of this violence in the street, this is all part of one major plan to do what they could not do at the ballot box, which is to say, remove Donald Trump. They hope to achieve through a coup d'etat exactly what they achieved in the case of Richard Nixon and in the case of John F. Kennedy. In the case of Nixon, sure, he made enormous mistakes that the deep state was able to take advantage of. But his sin was very similar to Trump's sin. You see, both men are peacemakers. In the case of Nixon, he ended the Vietnam War faster than the Pentagon wanted to. He opened the door to China over their objections, and he negotiated an arms control agreement with the Soviets. Trump's sins are similar. He doesn't want to go to thermonuclear war over Syria. He has no illusions about Putin. He's not soft on Putin. He can get any help from Putin, but he understands he has to negotiate with him to preserve world peace. And the deep state is most unhappy about the failure to get the expansion of a the proxy war in Syria. Hillary Clinton had promised them a no-fly zone, which they saw as a way to widen the war. Recall that General McMaster and General Kelly and General Pettus all recommended the sending of 150,000 troops to Syria right after the president's surgical strike on the airbase there. And we now know the president narrowed that attack down to be largely symbolic, using it in a brilliant diplomatic move to send a message to the Iranians, send a message to the Chinese, send a message to the North Koreans, as well as sending a message to the Syrians that this was not Barack Obama, that he was not some pushover. Now, will the surgical strike substantially change the outcome in Syria? No, I think it became irresistible for the diplomatic impressions it gave on the other nations. But at the same time, you notice Pettus, Kelly, and McMaster were right there recommending the expansion of the war. Now, when the president decided to stay in Afghanistan, to me, that showed that the generals and the neocons were getting a foothold. We don't know how many how many troops will be sent in this new deployment. They don't really tell us. This is probably a good time to mention to you that you get this kind of breaking news at InfoWars and nowhere else. You learn today that General Kelly is spying on the president, monitoring his calls. You learn today that he seeks to purge Peter Navarro, the Trump loyalist, who is the president's chief advisor on trade, the guy pushing for the renegotiation of the NAFTA agreement, and the guy who advised the president not to go forward with TPP. You can't get this kind of news anyplace else, folks, which is why you need to help us by going to the InfoWars.com store, where you have some extraordinary products and sales right now, where you can do two things. You can help yourself, and you can help us. You see, we don't have a George Soros or a David Rockefeller type who writes enormous multi-million dollar checks. We have to depend on the hard work of Alex Jones and the journalists here at InfoWars.com. And we have to count on you, our loyal listeners. So let me now recommend to you Alexa Pure, the pro water filtration system, which is 20% off at a limited time right now. Now, we already know that there are dangerous toxins in our water, our air, our food, things like fluoride, viruses, and bacteria. With this Alexa Pure Pro system, you get the cleanest, healthiest water no matter where, no matter what the original source is. It's a gravity-fed system, requires no electricity, and it's perfect for home, camping, traveling, and more. Now, my son, who is an avid camper, uses this system, and he swears by it. So please, folks, go to the store now. It's 20% off, and you'll be helping yourself, but you're helping us continue to be the tip of the spear. And that is well worth doing. We'll be talking about some of the other products here. Pardon me, you caught me in a Marco Rubio moment there. Interestingly, is the fact that we can show the oomph that InfoWars has. Last week, we broke the story about Miles Kwok, the Clinton bundler and fundraiser, a close associate of George Soros, who was in the United States as a Chinese intelligence agent. At a certain point, Kwok turned on his benefactors after embezzling billions of dollars in both the United States and in China. The Chinese have demanded Kwok's return, and Kwok's presence in the United States actually became a diplomatic stumbling block when the president met with President Xi of China at Mar-a-Lago to talk about getting the Chinese assistance for the North Korean problem. Now, due to the broadcast, which was picked up all over China by the Chinese news services as well as international services around the globe, the White House appears to be reexamining the extradition of Kwok. Kwok is a longtime associate of George Soros, He was a fixture at the Clinton Global Initiative meetings, and he is so close to Bill and Hillary Clinton that they used him to provide security for their global conferences and during the presidential campaign. So now, thanks to Infowars.com, this spy turncoat, who appears to have been a double agent for our own CIA as well as Chinese intelligence at the same time, appears to be heading towards extradition. There's a lot more to this story, which I'll get into at 5 o'clock Eastern today on the War Store, the War Room, where, in all honesty, we examine the British influence to try to keep Kwok in the United States and how Tony Blair took a $2 million payment to call and lobby the Trump White House to let Kwok stay at his luxury apartment at the Sherry Netherland Hotel here in New York. I might say that Kwok has been seen dining with the elderly George Soros at the Cipriani restaurant downstairs. So one of the globalist elites who has been a favorite of the deep state and has worked for both sides in that war has been fighting extradition and is now, thanks to the revelations at Infowars.com, in deep, deep trouble and headed perhaps towards extradition. This is, of course, a rolling of Henry McMaster. H.R. McMaster, the general who serves as the president's national security advisor, because of his close ties to Soros, has led the charge to keep Kwok in the United States. Backed up in this is he is backed up by the CIA director, Pompeo, who clearly wants to hide the fact that Kwok most likely worked as a double agent, working for our CIA, working for Chinese intelligence, at the same time absconding with millions and millions, pardon me, let me correct myself, billions of dollars, both abroad and here. This shows you the kind of global impact that Infowars.com can have. As most of you know, I went to the House Intelligence Committee for their closed-door hearings the day before yesterday. I must tell you, I have now revised the famous Gore Vidal saying, never give up a chance to have sex, be on television, or testify for a congressional committee. It was a very tense situation. I will say that all of the members of the committee, Republican and Democrats, conducted themselves in a professional and courteous way. Yet there were clashes between the Republicans and the Democrats. Even though there were no real clashes between myself and the various inquisitors, I found that the Republicans, generally speaking, wanted to get right to the big picture. Mr. Stone, do you know of any collusion, coordination, or conspiring between Donald Trump, the Trump family, the Trump campaign, Trump associates, and Trump friends with the Russian state or any Russian entity or company or individual? And the answer under oath is no. Did you know in advance about the content and the source of the WikiLeaks disclosures about Hillary Clinton? The answer under oath is no. Again, Julian Assange himself said in a tweet on the 21st of July that he had the goods on Hillary. I merely used a source to confirm it before reporting it here at Infowars.com, which I did on multiple occasions. No, I haven't been willing to give up the name of my source. I am a journalist. I work here at Infowars.com as well as Stone Cold Truth. I'm on the War Room every day reporting on what's happening. I'm certainly more of a journalist than, say, Ari Melber with MSNBC. And Infowars.com is more of a journalistic enterprise than MSNBC could ever be. So there is a threat from Congressman Schiff to subpoena me for that information, to give up the name of a journalistic source who I promised protection. I will cross that bridge when it comes to it. I was asked several times, well, what if we subpoena you? What are you going to say? What are you going to do? What are you going to say? I would be reluctant to give up a source, but let's see if I am subpoenaed. Other than that, I was entirely cooperative, and I took the time to demolish the myth that I knew about the hacking of John Podesta's email in advance. I did not. That I knew about the source and content of the WikiLeaks disclosures on Hillary. I did not. and that the conversations or exchange I had with Guccifer 2.0 on Twitter, who may or may not be a Russian agent, are after the fact benign and meaningless. They most certainly don't constitute collusion. So those are the facts. Let me say this. My legal expenses are now up to $500,000 between the phony lawsuit filed to me by the Obama crowd and these hearings. So if you want to go to stonedefensefund.com or whoframedrogerstone.com, they threaten to bankrupt my family. This is getting very, very expensive, and it's meant to be a distraction. So I would deeply appreciate your help. My wife, my family, everyone thanks those who have already stepped forward to assist us. But the other thing you can do, folks, is go to Infowars.com, where you've got some extraordinary sales going on, and we need your support. I point out the caveman, which is a paleo nutritional system made of the finest agreements. I was with a cameraman from Infowars in Washington who told me he swears by this stuff, that he's packed on the muscle taking it. So, please, folks, help us here at Infowars.com. Help us fund the counter-revolution. If they're the revolution, perhaps we're the revolution. I'll be right back.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and I'm sitting in for the great Alex Jones. A lot of breaking news today, but this report from Arizona, most of you know that President Trump pardoned Sheriff Joe Arpaio only weeks ago in a controversial move that left liberals drooling with anger, seething with anger. Now I have learned that a rogue federal judge in Phoenix will seek the arrest of Sheriff Arpaio, claiming that the president's pardon was legally flawed. This struggle has been going back and forth in the backstage in recent weeks. Excellent reports at Infowars.com by Dr. Jerome Corsi about the back and forth in an attempt to undo the pardon. Here's the thing, though. The Trump Justice Department has the responsibility for protecting the president's pardon and disciplining or moving legally against this judge. Since Jeff Sessions and the folks at the Justice Department and those at the White House staff were opposed to the Arpaio pardon to begin with, how hard will they fight to keep the sheriff out of jail? Yes, you heard this all here first. I am hopeful that when the president learns about this, he will direct the attorney general to do what he's supposed to do, which is to argue in favor of the president's pardon, which, according to Judge Andrew Napolitano, is not legally flawed. The president has the authority to issue a pardon to any American citizen at any time for any offense and can do so whether that person has yet been charged or not. In the case of Gerald R. Ford, he pardoned Richard Nixon for any and all crimes, even though Nixon had not been indicted for anything, although he most certainly probably could have been in that legal mugging, where you had the White House, pardon me, the Watergate special prosecutor dealing with DOJ and the judge ex parte. You had the Watergate special prosecutor meeting with Judge John Sirica. When I revealed this on MSNBC, Nick Ackerman, who was a former Watergate prosecutor, called me a liar. But I proved that he was wrong. That's why after my testimony, he went on MSNBC and said I lied to the House Intelligence Committee. No, Nick, I didn't lie. I just embarrassed you, that's all. And you don't seem to be able to stand up to it. Anyway, this is Roger Stone. Keep an eye on that breaking Arpaio situation. It's tense, and I'd be concerned because I just have lost confidence in Jeff Sessions. Sessions seems more interested in cracking down on medicinal marijuana and asset forfeiture programs that boggle the mind, where they take all of your possessions and sell them prior to you being convicted of a crime. That's why I've said perhaps it's time for Jeff Sessions to go over to Homeland Security and to get an attorney general who's prepared to go after the Obama NSA, Rice, Brennan, Clapper, Rogers, et al., as well as going after the Clinton Foundation, which, as we know, is not a charity but a slush fund for grifters, and which served as the vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million-dollar bribes. It's pretty clear what a new attorney general needs to do. Folks, again, give us your support at Infowars.com. The famous, iconic Clinton T-shirt, still available, but not many more of them. When they go, that will be it. There will be no more originals. This will be a valuable collector's item you can pass down to your friends. Alex Jones put this on the map in the last election. Thank you so much for joining me, and victory or death. I'm Roger Stone.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the